Welcome to Healing with Worth, a podcast dedicated to healthy recovery and instilling hope in the wake of betrayal trauma. We are women who have experienced this intimately and want to offer hope to other women. While we may interview professionals on the show, the content should not be taken as therapeutic advice and is not meant to replace therapeutic healing. If you would like to join one of our free online Worth groups to help with your betrayal trauma, you may find us at healingwithworth.org.
Hello, I am Kimberly Day. I'm a therapist and I work with the Worth program. So I talk a lot about sexual addiction and trauma due to the sexually acting out of a partner. But today, Amy Woolsey and I are discussing a new resource coming October 24th that is focused on helping women recognize and address destructive relationship patterns within the relationship. Amy and I share a passion for empowering women who are suffering trauma due to how they are treated or how they were treated in these oh so vulnerable of relationships, our primary relationships. Because we have experienced this ourselves. She and I do a podcast together as part of Safe Space, exclusively for members of Safe Space, called Inside Out, where we discuss some of these patterns from a much more personal of a perspective. But today, our podcast is intended to be an introduction of this Safe Space resource and other related resources.
All right, Amy. I'm so excited to talk to you, which I always love that we say that after we've been talking for like 10, 15 minutes.
I know, right?
Then we hit record and we're like,
I love our weekly visits, Kim.
Yeah, great. Okay. So,
and I'm so excited about what we're talking about today.
I'm so glad to hear that. How come?
Because this is your baby. Yes. And you get to talk about your baby and I get to see you grin and smile. Mm-hmm. And if everyone, I wish everyone could see you smile as you talk about your baby and introduce what this is about. So I'm thrilled.
Oh, that's funny. You were the only one who's ever called this. Like, this is my fifth child. Yeah. Cause I've got four and this is my fifth one. Yeah.
It's labor of love.
Yes. So we're going to talk about Safe Space because it's coming really soon. It's coming October 24th. It will be open to the world.
Yay.
And it's kind of different. It's hard to connect with sometimes on the surface because there's nothing directly that is like a parallel resource that we can say, oh, it's like this.
I know, which is why it's amazing, y'all, because nothing has been done like this. And your inspiration behind this is just that. It's beautiful inspiration. And you're right. Nothing has been done because, well, let me say that again. It is inspired because there is nothing like this and it is so needed. And I cannot wait for people to see what this is.
Thank you. So Safe Space, it's a resource for women who are experiencing or who are healing from destructive or confusing relationship dynamics. And that's kind of a mouthful.
Which is a wide range of experiences, but let's just talk about what that might look like. So for those of you who are listening and you're wondering, is Safe Space a place for me? First of all, can you just describe, I'm looking at the picture behind you of the Safe Space house that this was created after. So maybe just walk through how this house, this Safe Space is set up.
Okay. Let me start with kind of how it came to be. Okay. And Amy, you and I both have worked in sexual addiction. We've experienced it as a partner of addicts. And I spent a number of years running betrayal trauma groups. And what I was finding with my ladies and what I was pulling, it was pulling a part of me and trying to expose a part of my own experience that I hadn't fully engaged with myself. What I had noticed, and this is oversimplifying it, but I noticed within my women who are experiencing this betrayal trauma, all of them were experiencing trauma.
Yeah.
But some of the ladies had a very different relationship with their partner, with their husband within the relationship. There was this respect and kindness, and there was a level of intimacy and safety in that relationship. And other ladies, where that was very distinctly missing, there was harshness, there was criticalness, there was judgment, and oftentimes there was a lot of demeaning happening, or a lot of other dynamics that were not just a partner who was acting out or not acting out. And it got me really curious about what makes those distinctions, or that causes all of these varied experiences within the relationship. Because me and my very naive brain, when I was in this experience, when I was living this experience in my previous marriage, it was, oh, because he was a sex addict. That was kind of the blanket explanation for everything, all misbehavior, all pain, everything was because that was going on. And this really challenged that naive assumption as I was watching these women and seeing them having such diverse experiences within their relationship. And so I got really curious about what is going on, and how do I help women to pull apart that experience a little bit more clearly and maybe parse out what's really happening within my own experience. So I initially created that relationship dynamic assessment that helps to identify unhealthy patterns in the various domains, the physical domain, sexual domain, financial domain, emotional, psychological, relational, spiritual domains. Mm-hmm. And then also kind of getting a little bit more of a perspective into coercive control and getting a sense of, is that happening? To what extent? How is that happening, if it is? And by just really practical, is this happening? Really practical questions. And So that I developed, as you know, and we did the Elements of Abuse course with that. And I think actually it was us doing that Elements of Abuse course with that was a big kind of motivator for this, because always my experience after that class, this class, these ladies would come and they would have their eyes so big and they would have their minds open to like, oh my gosh, these are the dynamics that are happening. This is why I am in this pain, or why I'm experiencing these impacts. And it was very, very validating and also very overwhelming in the sense that the ladies would say, okay,
now what?
I can see I've got a lot. I can see. Yeah, exactly. Now what?
Yeah.
And it would be like, well,
yes, thank you. We didn't say that, but that's what it felt like.
It did. I always felt like I was letting them down, because I couldn't work with them personally. You were limited in how many you could work with personally, because you know, even though you are superwoman, you can't meet with everybody on the planet. So it was like, we need a better way to address these things. And that was part of the frustration of, it's not even that we weren't doing it. It was that no one's doing it.
Yeah.
It was like, where can we send these ladies that we have brought in and we care about what happens to them?
Yeah.
Where can we send them to a place that we trust, that we're like, I know this resource is going to take care of them. I know this resource is going to help them to continue to put the pieces together and support them in their own personal growth as they decide what to do with this. Cause it's huge.
Right.
It is huge. And this is something you just cannot tackle alone. Oftentimes when there are a lot of these patterns, you've got to have a solid network of resources. And so we would say things like, well, we really recommend a therapist, and, you know, good luck screening your own.
No, seriously. Or they just don't have all of the different pieces these women that we work with are experiencing. They might get one piece and then it's like, oh, but there's all of these other pieces. And I feel like it throws them off. And so usually by the time I get them or you get them, we're kind of putting the pieces back together.
Yeah. They've had significant trauma in their other attempts to get help. They're feeling much more hopeless and helpless. Yeah. And despairing. So I think that was kind of the incubus for, okay, what if we had a little bit more of an answer? Not that this is like, but a little bit more resources. And what I really got excited about was the idea of what if we built something that could connect with other resources that would help women to identify, these are the paths I need to take based on my unique situation and my unique needs. They can connect with their needs, and then it will help to bridge. These are additional steps I can take. And so I set this up to be like, and this is the picture you're talking about, an old fashioned kind of an inn or a bed and breakfast or a retreat of some form. I guess it doesn't need to be old fashioned. In my brain, somehow old fashioned means peaceful and not so complicated, but
yeah,
kind of this retreat,
simple
and calm, and when things aren't just so hectic and crazy. So yes, it doesn't necessarily need to be old fashioned. So I initially thought, well, what if I could build this? But you know, in our world, physically building something, it has its limitations. And then it just spurred this idea of, what if I created this online? Mm-hmm. And so the imagery within Safe Space is set up to be like rooms, and has pretty pictures that reflect kind of an environment within a room, whether you're in a kitchen, mm-hmm. or in a bedroom, or within a study, sitting in a peaceful library, reading and pondering and recording your thoughts and meditating, or you're in the garden. I love the garden. Very
peaceful. You do love the garden. You love talking about the garden. Well, the experience that they're having ultimately, and this is why I love this, is that you're, because again, going back to those of you who are experiencing a lot of different destructive experiences, different dynamics, and you're not quite sure how to navigate it, explore it, and you might be getting all kinds of information, and it can feel very overwhelming to figure all the pieces out. So the experience that we're hoping, no, you're hoping that they get when they walk in online to this Safe Space home, that it is, number one, safe, that you get to be curious and listen to videos and read concepts and worksheets in your own environment when you're ready for that, rather than it being thrown on you. You can hit pause on the video when you feel your emotions rising a little. Oh my gosh, that's kind of overwhelming to hear right now. I need to hit pause and just kind of process that little nugget there for a minute. But you can navigate each room, and each room, Kim, is identified with a different element in the relationship dynamic, correct?
Most of the rooms, yeah, are domain specific.
Yeah.
So it almost patterns, well, it does, that relationship dynamic assessment, where we look at the different domains and look for patterns within, specifically within those domains. Because
yeah.
So often women think, well, I don't have it so bad because I don't have physical abuse, or I don't have, they, some women identify or don't identify with the word abuse, but we all kind of compare. My mm-hmm. experience can't be so bad. And we compare across domains, because women think, well, you know, physical abuse is abuse, and I don't have any of that, therefore I can't be experiencing abuse. But maybe there's a lot of gaslighting, and that may or may not be intentional, but it's still, the impact of that dynamic is very real. And we limit ourselves from exploring the dynamic and really mm-hmm. landing on the truth of it, because it scares us and we don't right. want to explore. And so this is designed, yes, to be a safe place to get curious about yourself and your experience.
What you are experiencing. And I think that is key.
Exactly.
That is so key right there. What you are experiencing, not what you compared to someone else, not you compared to what your partner says is really happening. Mm-hmm. What is your experience?
Yeah. And it's kind of a little bit like a buffet. I don't know if I want to use that analogy, because no, but in other words, you can pick what you need when you need it.
No, I love that. I think that's exactly how it's set up.
And you can explore yeah. different rooms based on what you need and what you're experiencing as you're growing your awareness. Maybe everything is really great in the sexual department. You don't need to spend time in the bedroom. And maybe things are great in the financial department, but the emotional, psychological stuff is very mm-hmm. real for you. Mm-hmm. And what often we do as women is saying, well, because I have nothing, no issues in the physical department, in the physical domain, which the kitchen represents, mm-hmm. or there's no sexual abuse, then everything should be fine. And I don't understand why I am having these type of experiences, these type of emotions come up, these type of conflicts, these type of circular conversations with my partner who I love. For some women, they're still, they may be very invested in their relationship and be very hopeful, and they find themselves feeling stuck. Yeah. So for them, maybe they don't spend time in some of these rooms at all, or very little. Maybe they go to the kitchen to develop a self-care plan because that's in the kitchen. It's about physical, but they don't need the section on fear and intimidation because that's not an element for them. But they need a lot that's in the bathroom about befriending themselves, getting to know themselves, and what is healthy relationship dynamics? Am I feeling heard and understood and validated in my relationship? And how do I manage it when I don't? Or maybe the psychological piece of there might be some degree of gaslighting or other things that are going on mm-hmm. in the relationship. So this space is open and welcome and built for women who are in a relationship and hopeful and are just trying to improve it and build self-awareness and self-empowerment. It's also designed for women who maybe they're on the fence in their relationship and they're like, oh, I'm starting to see some things. I already know there's some serious issues in some of these domains, and I just don't know what to do about it. I don't know how to respond to it. So we have these domain specific rooms, but we also have empowerment rooms. The study is specific for education and personal awareness. There's a lot of worksheets to develop an awareness of yourself and your relationship dynamics. We also have the gym, which is all about action. It's about personal growth and personal empowerment. There's a big section on boundaries that help women to implement and be a catalyst for change.
Yeah.
There's a section on communication. So maybe women already know that things are not really great. They don't know exactly what to do with that information yet. So maybe they're spending more time in the gym. Maybe some women, they just feel out of control and all this chaos in their life, and they're not even ready to address some of this. They're going to be spending a lot of time in the garden, just getting grounded, which I think everybody needs the garden. Mm-hmm. There's also, I'm trying to think of what other, there's a few other rooms and more rooms coming that address more specific needs. And women will need different things at different times. And then there's also women who are either in the process of divorce, who are like, I'm going to have to interact, co-parent with this person. I need some better skills for that. Like I need some protection. There's a lot of things I need help with. And so safe space can help with that. I already know the bad dynamics, but I need help because
navigating that.
I need help navigating that. Or there's women who are, hey, I've left a relationship. I know it was bad. I don't ever want to repeat that. I left it years ago. And I hear this a lot, Amy, where women have identified there was abuse, but they haven't really explored how it took place enough to the point where they can say, I trust myself to not fall into the same patterns. I understand what happened well enough that I feel at least some degree of confidence navigating maybe the dating world. So many women are saying, what I experienced was horrible and I never want to repeat it. And the only way that I know that I can protect myself is to just avoid relationship, avoid the potential for dating or entering into that, because they don't understand what happened well enough. And they haven't grown themselves to a point where they can trust themselves to take care of themselves. And so that they maybe still be a little bit apprehensive, but they can lean in and say, I know what healthy looks like now. And I know that I trust myself to choose it. And they can feel more empowered in creating the experience that they want to in a relationship, rather than being essentially kind of a passive victim to somebody else. I remember feeling this way. You're just doing another Russian roulette, like with the dating world. I'm going to just throw in the chance again and see who I get this time. And I'm like, that was such a scary idea that maybe who knows what I'm going to get if I get married again. Yeah. So that is something I relate to personally, that trepidation or terror around how do I not repeat that same kind of cycle. So that's safe spaces for those women too. So they can explore what happened in the past and they can empower themselves and position themselves in future relationships. So there's a breadth of needs this addresses. And that's why we have different rooms and why we want it to be kind of come in when you need, get what you need when you need it, where we're always open. Me and Amy are always going to be here. We got the podcast. They can just hit play. We're going to be here for you and help to support you wherever you are at. Because I think it's flipping expensive to have a lifetime therapist. I think who can follow you through your whole life?
I don't know, Kim. I'm on the trajectory.
Oh, I just signed up again. So
I was like, okay. I think I'm on that trajectory of a lifetime therapist. And right now I'm okay with that. But to your point, I think this is, and I know that's a big concern that you and I both have when we're working with a lot of women who are in these certain dynamics where, especially when there is financial abuse or finances are so limited or they don't have access to because they haven't been working. And so how do I get the resources and the information I need to navigate this when I don't have, you know, the help? I know that, you know, through Choose Recovery, we accept ecclesiastical pay. We try to help assist in that way, but not everybody has that either. Yes. So I think to your point, this is going to help serve. Now, nothing replaces the one-on-one. And I still highly recommend that however you can get that one-on-one because it will help you address more specifically your needs. But this definitely gives women a place to start, start exploring and gaining information to gain more clarity about what really is. And I'm always saying like, we've got to see things as they really, and try to stay in that moment and be in the present as much as possible. And this is going to help see things as they really are.
Yeah. And definitely, I absolutely agree with this does not replace therapy. This is not like the cheaper version. This isn't like online therapy. It is not. There is no replacement for that. However, this can be a great supplement. It can be a great stepping stone. It can be a great resource for women who maybe don't even know where to get a therapist or what they need a therapist for specifically.
Yeah.
And this helps to create that clarity. Absolutely. To say, okay, I'm not sure what my next step is, but getting involved with this will help them to identify, okay, these are the issues I need one-on-one help for, or these are the things I need a group for, or what? There's another thing. Who do I need to go to? I love Psychology Today, but sometimes we were talking about you don't know what you're going to get exactly. So this will also connect women with clinicians like yourself who do this type of work and our other contributors who have expertise in different areas. Like we have Sarah Morales, who has given us an amazing amount of content on gaslighting. I'm so excited. You want to start off in her section. I was like, it's so good. I think gaslighting for so many women is an underlying element in most, it kind of ties to so many other destructive relationship patterns. So understanding that really well is really important. So some women will start there or hear what she talks about and say, this is the bulk of what I need help with. Now they're connected to her. They have a relationship with her. They've heard her concepts and they can trust her and not just some random counselor who has a limited amount of information about gaslighting, or they've heard you on the podcast and say, this is who I need as a coach. Or we have other content from other clinicians, other coaches who have their expertise that women can connect to an individual and say, this is another thing
we have available. And I think let's mention that too, is that with different membership levels, you can access open office hours.
Yeah, that's coming. Won't be October 24th, but it will be.
No, but eventually you're going to be able to offer that as well. I know I'm going to be extending office hours. And so, again, I think that is just so powerful. And you mentioned briefly, but we have our Inside Out podcasts that you and I do, and different people will be on there as well. Specifically, again, specifically for those who have a membership to Safe Space will be able to hear. And again, no one's talking about the things that we're going to be talking about. So it's exciting.
It is. So there's a lot of things, a lot of resources that it will entail. And you're right, with the office hours, there's no replacement for getting somebody's eyes on your specific situation. To be like, it's great to hear a video, a general video. It's great to look at a worksheet. And those can be really powerful tools for self-examination. But to really say, I have this question, I need somebody to help me see what I'm missing in this situation and talk through it. That's what the office hours are for. And to hear what other women are asking and how they're maybe coached, or perspectives that maybe you have a similar question that you haven't formed yet. So having that dialogue with people is so, so powerful. And then there is, of course, the relationship dynamics assessment that you can take one-on-one with Amy or myself, and that you can do now. Or sign up for a class and still take the assessment alone, but then it's discussed and you can review and understand
in the group setting.
Yeah, your scoring or how you rated in a group setting. Yeah,
So essentially that assessment, and I think a lot of those listeners that haven't heard us talk about the Elements of Abuse course, just really briefly, everything that you are describing in the Safe Space, all these different rooms, pieces, and elements that we want to get clarity on, this assessment will be more geared specifically for you so that you can, again, go, oh, this is my experience in all of these different areas. And this is like mine. So yes. I highly recommend those of you who want to get that full picture for yourself of what your experience is to take that assessment.
I love it. I agree.
The relationship dynamics assessment and Safe Space complement each other really well.
Because thought process wise, they evolved together in some ways. But you can take that assessment first and find out, wow, I have really high scores in the physical and the emotional and the spiritual.
So now I'm going to go to that room and get more information. So like what we were saying before, like we felt like we'd give up this and then be like, okay. And the sum of them we couldn't work with just dropped off. But now there's a safe space to get more understanding and clarity around what your assessment just told you.
Yeah. And we have consolidated that Elements of Abuse course to be one night and been able to reduce the price significantly to make it more accessible. So women can take that assessment, get that initial feedback to get them started on, well, these are some areas that there might be some dynamics that I need to address. Now they have a place to explore that more deeply and where to go from there. So,
And if the group freaks you out or you want more personal one-on-one and more time to go through that assessment in each category, that's where the one-on-one will serve you. So again, we're trying to meet the needs of all of you where you're at. And hopefully you feel like this is a safe space to explore that, because we, Kim and I know I can speak for you. Like, we've been there and we know how scary this can be. And difficult to navigate and confusing and overwhelming. And so I was telling Kim, I am just so honored and excited to be a part of this, to watch this grow. You are inspired, Kim, and this is going to bless so many women, because women need women.
Women need women. Yes. And this is women reaching out and empowering women. And that's, we have a community too.
I was going to say,
we forgot to mention that. So you can connect with other women.
Yes. Yeah. Tell them how they can get access to Safe Space when it launches October 24th.
Mm-hmm.
And on that day they go where?
Okay. The website is onesafespace.com. Now you can go there now, and it is kind of under construction. So there is an interest list that you can join and get a coupon to get 20% off your first month. So go sign up and you'll get an email for that coupon and updates. You can also follow us on Facebook to get those updates if you're hearing this before October 24th. If you're hearing us after October 24th, just go sign up on the website and it's open for you. I'm trying to make it pretty simple.
Love it. Awesome.
All right, Amy, I know you've got to leave. I need to say something really profound at the end.
You just did. I think that was perfect. No, I think that was perfect.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you so much.
Ladies, if you are experiencing or you have experienced any form of relationship trauma, please know you are not alone. We need each other. Not only is it okay to reach out and be supported, you have a beauty and a uniqueness that is all your own, and others need what is uniquely you. You are enough, and you are stronger than you know.